Chapter 3. One afternoon, Virginia comes back home after horse riding. She is going to her room. She takes the stairs at the back of the house. She walks along the long corridor. One of the doors to the rooms on the corridor is open. She looks inside that room. Someone is sitting by the window and looking out. It is the Canterville ghost. The ghost does not see Virginia. He is in his best clothes, and his long gray hair is very tidy. Virginia is afraid at first, and wants to run away to her room. But the ghost looks very sad and lonely. Virginia pities him, and wants to comfort him. "I feel very sorry for you," Virginia says to the ghost in a soft voice, "because my brothers annoy you all the time. They play bad tricks on you, but you must be kind to them. You must not try to frighten them." The Canterville ghost is surprised that the young girl is speaking to him. "I am not unkind to your brothers, but it is my duty to frighten the people in this house. I am a ghost," he answers. "I must rattle my chains and annoy people with their sound. I must roam the house and make frightening sounds. All ghosts do these things." "You are a ghost because you are a killer. You are the killer of your wife. We all know that, Sir Simon," says Virginia angrily. "Yes, I am the killer of my wife. But this is a family matter. It doesn't concern anyone," says the ghost. "But it is very wrong to kill anyone," says Virginia. "I mustn't feel sorry for you." "You feel sorry for me because you are a very kind person," says the ghost. "You are nicer than the others in the family. They are very rude and disrespectful." "You can't talk like that about my family. You are rude, and you are a thief. You are stealing the paints in my box and repainting the stupid bloodstain with them. I don't have any red paint now. I don't have any yellow or green either. I only have blue and white. So now I can only paint moonlight pictures," she tells the ghost, and she turns around to leave the room. "Miss Virginia, please don't go," begs the ghost. "I am so lonely and so miserable. I am very tired, too. I need to sleep, but I can't. Ghosts cannot sleep." "Oh, you poor ghost. How can I help you?" asks Virginia in a sad voice. Far away in the woods, there is a little garden. There, the grass is long and thick. There are many flowers and colorful birds. A nightingale sings there all night long. There are bright stars and a crystal moon above this little garden. It is a very quiet place, and people sleep peacefully under the trees there. "That's the Garden of Death, isn't it?" asks Virginia in a low voice with tears in her eyes. "Yes, the Garden of Death," the ghost answers. "It is very beautiful. There is no yesterday or tomorrow there. Virginia, only you can open the gate of that garden for me with your love. Love is always very strong." Virginia begins to tremble with fear. She does not say anything. And the ghost continues to speak. "Do you ever read the writing on the library window?" "Yes, I know it very well," answers Virginia. "I often read those lines." Then she repeats them. "A golden girl will weep for the ghost that cannot sleep. Then the dead at last will die, and in restful earth can lie. Then the house will be still, and peace will come to Canterville." Afterwards, she says, "But I don't know the meaning of these lines. I don't understand anything." "They mean you must cry for my sins, Miss Virginia, because I have no tears, and you must pray for my soul, because I can't pray," explains the ghost. "You are sweet and good and gentle. The angel of death will listen to you. Then she will let me sleep. Will you help me, Miss Virginia?" Virginia doesn't answer the ghost at first. Then suddenly, with a sparkle in her eyes, she says, "Yes, I will help you, Mr. Ghost. I mean, Sir Simon. I will weep and pray for you, I will ask the angel of death to let you sleep." Virginia's words make the ghost very happy, and they give him hope. He rises from his chair with great joy. "Thank you, Miss Virginia," the Canterville ghost says happily. "You are a kind and brave girl. We will go into the darkness together. You will see scary shapes in the darkness and hear strange voices. Do not be afraid. Those things cannot harm you because you are good and kind. You are full of love." Then he takes Virginia's hand in his and kisses it. His fingers are ice cold. Afterwards, he leads her toward the end of the room. Together, they glide across the big, gloomy room. Virginia's hand is shaking now, and her eyes are closed. She is in great fear, so the ghost holds her hand more tightly, and she feels calmer. They reach the end of the room and stand before a great wall. The ghost says some words in front of the wall. Virginia does not understand them. She opens her eyes. The wall is disappearing slowly. Suddenly, a black cave appears in front of them. Virginia feels a cold wind. The ghost says, "Be quick, Virginia. We must enter the darkness, or it will be too late." In a moment, the wall closes behind them. Virginia and the ghost are no longer in the room. They disappear through the wall into the darkness.